Martha Stewart may be out of jail and back at work, but she's still under house arrest, and she still has an appeal on her case, pending before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. When the appeal comes up in court on March 17th, it will be of interest for more reasons than Stewart's celebrity, says commentator Paul Rosenzweig.
Little did Martha Stewart know that the Supreme Court would sow the seeds of her possible vindication just 4 days after her conviction. In a decision called Crawford v. Washington, the court changed 25 years of precedent that controlled what evidence prosecutors could present to the jury. Nobody knows yet exactly what the decision means, but the Stewart case will be one of the early, significant tests. Since 1980, prosecutors have sometimes been allowed to play tapes or present transcripts of some witnesses to the jury. The witness didn't have to come to court himself. They used everything from sworn depositions to recorded statements made to the police. The government took advantage of this old rule in Stewart's case. Her co-defendant, Peter Bukanovic, gave a sworn and recorded statement to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Later, at Stewart's trial, the government simply played the tape recording of Bukanovic's statement, instead of calling him to the stand to testify. Because his accusations were presented in the form of a tape recording, not live testimony, Stewart never had a chance to ask Bukanovic about them or challenge his story in any way. Under the old pre-Crawford rules, this use of Bukanovic's testimony was perfectly acceptable. Crawford changed all that. The Confrontation Clause of the Sixth Amendment says that a defendant has the right to confront the witnesses against him. The court read this phrase in an absolute way, saying that whenever the government offers the testimony of a witness for its truth, that testimony has to come in live, in front of a jury, and be subject to cross-examination. With one stroke of the pen, the court changed the way that criminal trials are conducted in America. And if the Second Circuit agrees that Stewart's rights were violated because Bukanovic appeared by tape instead of live, she'll be entitled to a new trial. But a victory for Martha Stewart may be a defeat for battered housewives and girlfriends. It's a sad truth that, for many reasons, some of those physically brutalized by their husbands and boyfriends are often unwilling to testify against them in open court. For years under the old rules, prosecutors made their cases by playing tape-recorded statements from the abused. Sometimes they're frantic calls to 911, but frequently they're recorded statements to police investigators. Lawyers may not be able to use them in court now. According to Professor Richard Friedman of Michigan, using recorded statements to police from battered wives and girlfriends may be unconstitutional after Crawford, for exactly the same reason that Bukanovic's tape statement is problematic. As the court said, allowing the accused to be convicted of a crime without the opportunity to confront and cross-examine the witnesses against him violates core constitutional principles. Adhering to those principles sometimes creates harsh results. Nobody can be happy if wife beaters go unpunished. But they are important principles. Martha Stewart ought to have been able to look her accuser in the eye and challenge him directly. Tape recorders, unlike live witnesses, don't have eyes.
Paul Rosenzweig is a fellow at the Heritage Foundation.